According to surveys, over a quarter of the U.S. population thinks we are now being visited by aliens from outer space. Maybe that's not surprising, given the endless invasion movies, pseudo-documentaries, and abduction literature, which are more interesting than listening to scientists, who usually regard such sightings as due to misidentification, publicity seekers, and even the mentally ill. But I'm a disbeliever. First, because as a longtime airplane owner and pilot, I've been in the sky looking around for 2,100 hours and have never seen a strange flying object. Second, as a serious observational astronomer for half a century, I've never once seen an alien spacecraft. But maybe a bigger argument against aliens is that they don't seem to have their act together. They seem to want to stay hidden because they're not landing on the White House lawn. And yet people here and there supposedly catch glimpses of their ships. So they keep getting caught like cat burglars. They're incompetent. But maybe at this time in the cosmic history, planets only have incompetent life forms. Of course, a future visit by extraterrestrials is not impossible. But our expectations have been shaped by the surprisingly consistent fictional versions, like the movie scene where the military commander explains that the aliens from space must be kept top secret so people won't panic. But as the plot unfolds, everyone does learn about the invasion, and they do start running through the streets in panic. But is this stampeding realistic? Not only does this reaction seem awfully energetic for a seriously overweight citizenry, but it doesn't make much sense. To escape alien invaders, no earthly destination would seem any better than any other, so why budge? Anyway, running through the streets is never our thing, unless we're looting and burning. And humans don't do that in novel, puzzling situations. When something truly new occurs, our actual instinctive reaction is to grab a phone and be the first to tell our friends. Hey, but maybe I'm an alien trying to steer you wrong and throw you off the track. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.